thank you both for coming in this evening and answering questions. And I'd like to dive in and give you both an opportunity to introduce yourselves a little bit. For people who haven't met you, I know you've both been on the road and campaigning and knocking on doors and introducing yourselves around the various towns of the district. But there are many people who probably haven't met you yet, don't know who you are, and would like to hear more about you and why you would make a good choice for state legislator. I will put that question first to Jonathan. Up to you first. Tell us a little bit about who you are, your background, and why you want to be a state legislator continuing.
Thanks, Joe. My name's Jonathan Christ Tompkins. I've got the long hyphenated last name, barely fits on the ballot, and I'm running for re-election to the Alaska House of Representatives. So I was elected in 2012, and we in Alaska have kind of gone through this game of musical legislative districts, where the district's changing basically for the third consecutive election cycle. So for the last 2 years, I've represented District 34, which is Sitka and most of Chichikov Island and Haines, Metlakatla, PUW. And so the district lines have changed, and it's a brand new district, which is great. It sort of opens it up again. And I first ran for the legislature because I felt that the legislature in 2012, I was concerned with the direction they were taking on a couple of major issues. Oil taxes was a big one. I was hugely disappointed in the oil tax policy that legislature was charging and the incumbent was representing. And if you're concerned about something, you can do something about it. And I ran for the legislature and tried to take that issue to the voters and got elected in 2012 and have served the last 2 years. And I believe deeply in the importance of representing rural issues, fishing issues in Southeast Alaska, and making sure that Alaska is sort of an owner state, that our resources benefit Alaskans. Alaska resources benefit Alaskans, whether that's fishing or whether that's oil or other resources. And I believe in sort of a high energy, all of the above, everywhere at all times approach to representation. So the last 2 years, I think I've taken 40 different trips to the different communities in our district, some of which will not be in this new district that we're in, communities like Haines or Metlakatla. Because, you know, I believe no matter how small or isolated the community, that everyone deserves full and equal access to government. And that doesn't just end at the election. It starts after the election, and that's when it really matters. And so it's a wonderful, purposeful, meaningful position. I've greatly enjoyed it. It's been taken every ounce of energy that I can throw at the position, and I'm looking forward to the opportunity to serve two more years if I have the privilege.
Okay. Stephen Samuelson, tell us about yourself, why you would be a good choice for a state legislator.
Well, thanks for having us here tonight, and I really do appreciate it, and I'm glad that I was able to get into Petersburg so I can be here in person. These debates and everything are incredibly important, that we all have access to our legislators and that we are as open as possible. This is my third run at it. I've ran, I started, 2007, November 2007. Did really well there for absolute unknown. The second time was in 2010, where I had 47% of the votes. So I was within 140 votes. That was in the closed primary, Republican. And this year, we'll see what happens. Things are getting better all the time. The reason I decided to get into this so long ago is because there was so much talk. And growing up in a fishing town, that I've been on board boats for most of my life. I've been in business, whether it be at the store, does all kinds of different work places that I've been in Petersburg. And I took that further as far as different boards and commissions that I've been elected to. Getting involved is incredibly important for all of us in these small places. I kept looking at things in a different way. There was a lot of talk in the wheelhouse, whether it be on the boat, we'd be out sailing, we'd be working continuously, and there's always things being talked about or in the coffee shop, but there wasn't a lot being said. I wasn't really doing anything about it. So I felt one day that, you know, I could either stand up and see where this takes me, or I should just shut up and you know, have it go the way it's going to go. So I decided to throw my hat in the ring, and here I am today. The things that I believe qualify me for this position is all the things that I've learned growing up as a fifth generation person in Petersburg, born here, but really because of the commercial fishing and my work background, I really feel that I'm very much a Southeast person, very regional, and understand the issues that what needs to happen. I think now is more important than ever to have somebody that's going to be in the majority party. It's something that we can't let slide by, because our district and Southeast only has 4 representatives and 2 senators for all of Southeast. Right now, we don't have anybody on the in the House working on that operating budget. So make sure that we're getting the needs met that we need throughout Southeast. Now, Senator Stedman, he's working on the capital side, capital budgets. Those are 2 of the more important things that come out of the 2 bodies. But that, not having somebody on the same page, when you have somebody that has as much experience as Senator Stedman and has a working relationship with me, and the working relationships that I've forged over the years of being involved and being around, just making sure people know. With that, the working history, the boards and commissions, I was just elected yesterday again to the Petersburg Borough Hospital Board. I'm very proud of that. The things that I've been in is transportation, fishing industries, tourism. I'm a big supporter. Education, social services, those are very important issues. And those are things that, being in the majority, being in the House in the majority, you're seated at the table while these decisions are happening, and you're not told after the fact. And so when there are issues that come up, you're there putting in the 2 cents or conveying the message of the majority of your district as the things are happening. And that's why I believe more than ever now is the time to have somebody in the majority, and that's... that person is me.